Morning, everyone. Tuesday, May 17. The Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio, and a very good morning to you wherever you're listening. Oh, I think we've had the biggest story in the NRL this year occur in the last 24 hours with Trent Barrett gone at the Bulldogs. But good news today in that we got the great Pupster back. Michael Clark, morning to you, champion.
Morning, boys. Morning to our listeners. My apologies for yesterday. Listen to the show, though. Boys are on fire. Certainly didn't miss me. But yeah.
You listened to the show?
I did.
What are you doing?
Not at 5:30. Not at 5:30, I didn't. But no, I caught the back end. Obviously, tough day for Trent Barrett. And the Dogs, obviously tough couple of days for Andrew Simons' family and friends, and obviously extremely sad. So that was obviously my reason for not being here yesterday. I just wanted to take a bit of time and reach out to a few people as well. And really tough. Just don't know what's going on with cricket at the moment.
It's just outrageous,
devastating. Been a horrible few months. But yeah, I think these are the times you grab your family, your friends, and cherish every day, I guess.
No, exactly right. Just an extraordinary 12 months when you, well, not even 12 months, when you go back to the great Dean Jones, of course, as well. Rod Marsh, the great Shane Warne, now Andrew Simons at the age of 46. You know, someone obviously, particularly in the early part of your career, you played a lot of cricket with and spent a lot of time with Clarkey, and can't believe it. But, your heart just goes out to his two young kids and his wife as well.
Very tight with his kids as well. I think that was the one thing about Simo. He's always going to be an amazing father. Again, we were so opposite in so many ways. Like, the laughing joke in our team was like complete city boy me, complete country boy him, yet we built an amazing connection. We did things that I never thought I'd ever experience and wasn't comfortable doing, but with him he made me feel comfortable. You know, I remember we did a Winnebago trip from Sydney. We hired a Winnebago in Sydney to drive to Brisbane, and then we flew up north to Esmeralda. We had 2 weeks. So my job as a city boy was to organise the city trip, the start in Sydney, where we're going to stop along the way to get to Brizzy. And then he organised the back half from Brisbane up to Esmeralda. And talk about out of your comfort zone. We were fishing for barra on these banks where there was crocs everywhere. And, again, no way would I ever do that on my own. But with him, he just made you feel so comfortable. So, yeah, some amazing memories. Obviously, Simo was probably my favourite batsman to bat with in the Australian team. We just had a really good connection. Some of the things that we both enjoyed about batting, that running between the wickets, or even how competitive we were at fielding training to try and improve our fielding, brought the best out of me. So very fortunate to have spent so much time with him on and off the field, to have played with him. Probably the most athletic cricketer I played with. Absolute freak of an athlete. Speed, power, watch him dive and take a catch. Great fieldsman as well. So, yeah, a lot of amazing memories, mate. And I think, again, I said that about Warnie not too long ago. I think in times like these, and even Hughesy now, you think about him every day, but I think that's the key, to remember all those good times and celebrate those. And, yeah, there's days, there's feelings, there's moments, that are extremely sad. And it's hard to believe, of all things, an accident, a car accident as well. Like, I just so hard to comprehend. But, yeah, I think when you go through some of those feelings, you got to keep remembering the good times.
Absolutely. Phil Gould spoke on 100% footy last night, spoke to the media yesterday on 100% footy last night, though on Nine. Well, he said that Trent Barrett made the best decision for himself and his family after watching certainly the pressure he's been under in recent times. And he says that Barrett's replacement will be an experienced man. Gus said it's all been a bit of a shock to him. He likes to think the club has hit rock bottom. And he goes on to say, their recruitment in recent times has been based on urgency and desperation, but all a bit of a shock to Gus.
Well, I think everything that happens at the Bulldogs goes through Gus. I think Gus would be across it. I think that Trent obviously realised that his time was coming to the end, and he had a conversation with Gus on the Sunday night. And while Gus may have not said to him, "Trent, your time's up," I think he would have made it very clear to Trent that the direction the club is going in, Trent is struggling to find answers. And I reckon after that conversation, then Trent would have thought about it and thought, you know what, the right decision here is for me to hand my resignation in before I'm sacked. And I think that's the way it sort of played out. He's won 3 of 34 games. There's no doubt that Trent Barrett is a very good coach, but his time at the Bulldogs has come to an end. He couldn't get the best out of this playing group. He can only imagine the stress that he was going through. And, you know, as a coach, everyone has been there at some stage. He came across as a highly touted assistant coach there at Penrith, had a lot to do with their attack, but he couldn't get that same attack going at the Bulldogs. And he arguably had a better squad this year than what he did last year. So the signs or the writings were on the wall that Trent was, you know, days were coming to the end. And I reckon after he had that phone call with Gus on Sunday, they would have both determined that that was the right decision for the Bulldogs to move forward, was to resign and let the Bulldogs try and get something out of the rest of the season. But I think it is an experienced coach that they need. I know they still want Cameron Ciraldo, but if you're Cameron Ciraldo, you're sitting back at Penrith at the moment, you're thinking, geez, do I want to go to this club with a bit of, not a great deal of stability?
Well, who wants to go there? That's the problem. You'll have
people wanting to go because it's an opportunity.
The right personality that needs to go there. Right personality. We get that person.
Well, you look at it, Mido. They've got an okay team, but it's going to get better. It's going to get better next year. When you look at Reid Marnie going there, Kickow going there, I think Ryan Sutton from the Raiders is going there. They're on a upward spiral. I think for me, as an outsider looking in, the playing group, I think that will look after itself and that is going to be stronger next year. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but it sounds as though there's still a lot of things that are happening in the front office. A lot of things happen behind the scenes because of members, how important they are in the organisation because they're the ones that control the board. That's the way it sounds. It sounds like the members control who they put in there to run the show, and if they're not getting the getting the answers that they need, then all of a sudden there's a coup on to try and oust a board.
Every 2 years. Well, how do you get stability?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know how you get it.
Well, it's only by winning.
If you're not winning you're not getting that stability because there's unrest. And when there's unrest and uncertainty, people start to worry and fear that it could be all over. So, look, it is what it is. Trent, I think, is Coach's last game as an NRL head coach. I think that's it for him as a NRL head coach. He'd have to probably go over to the English Super League and spend a bit of time over there or get back into the system as an assistant coach. I think he's very good at doing that and bide his time, and then he may get another opportunity down the track. But it's sad when you see a coach lose his position like this. I've got no doubt that he's a very good coach, but it just hasn't worked out for him.
Yeah. Dogs fans, who do you want to coach you? Be fascinated to hear who's at the top of your list. 1353 53. Send us a text 0419 767 272. So Phil Gould saying that they're going to put in an interim coach, and for how long is not determined, but it looks like probably until the end of this season, with a full-time coach to be named.
They're not going to get Kenneth Ciraldo now. They're not going to get him out of Penrith. He said that he will stay with Penrith until the end of the season. He's got a relationship with Gus. Gus has got a high opinion of him. But if you're Cameron Ciraldo, is the Bulldogs the right job for him at this particular moment in time? Because you know that Penrith are going to be successful for the next couple of years. He can just sit back and pick and choose the right club with the right environment for him to walk into where there's stability straight away.
Surely he's learning from Trent Barrett's experience, because Trent was in the exact same position 2 years ago.
Dean Pay's experience there.
You know.
He was the one before Trent. So both coaches have been sacked and both coaches have been young, inexperienced. And Cameron Ciraldo, if you're him or his management, you're looking at that and saying, you know what, I don't know whether this is the right club. I don't think this is the right club for you. Sit back. You're in no rush. You'll have success there at Penrith. You'll always be top of the charts. You'll always be an assistant that's in demand. And then you can pick wherever you want to go to when the right time, the right club has a opportunity for you. And you've got to go to a club with stability.
Mm. Just seems like it's been a never-ending... It's in Tigers territory as far as rebuild's concerned, the Dogs. I mean, this once mighty club is just on the scrap heap at the moment. A place where, you know, there's just no stability. The winning culture's gone. A club renowned for its toughness, that's gone. 5 wins in 34 games for Trent Barrett. I mean, Bulldogs fans thought that, you know, the turnaround was starting this year. Mm. After they got through out of the salary cap mess that they were in towards the end of the Des Hasler reign that Dean Pay had to cop, which he never got to build his own roster, really. And here we are, Trent Barrett finally got some new recruits in, but then Phil Gould comes out, and of course, Gould's only been there, what, a matter of months?
Couple of months.
He's come out and said the recruitment's been based on urgency and desperation. The one positive is a lot of players are off contract, if not this year, next year. So I think they've only got about half a dozen that are in their squad for 2024.
Well, the key one is Matt Burton. You know, he can go at the end of next season. He's got an option in his favour. So he's off contract. Well, he can start talking to other clubs after December 1. So you'd think that he's on $500,000 with the Bulldogs. He's worth a lot more than $500,000 to the Bulldogs. And I reckon a team like the Dolphins would have a crack at Matt Burton. Now, whether he'd be interested in going to Queensland or not and going to a new team, I'm unsure. I think his experience at the Dogs at the moment would be one of frustration and one of going, geez, can I see light at the end of the tunnel here? Because this could affect me as a footballer and my capacity to earn money, my capacity to win competitions if I'm still in this environment in 18 months' time.
What about these new players that are coming to the club, Loz? Would they have a clause in their contract that allows them to change their decision now Trent Barrett's no longer the coach? Could you see any of those players pulling out because of this?
I don't know whether they'd have clauses in their contract with that. Some clubs do have that.
Yep.
I don't know whether they have or not. It's something we might be able to ask Denny when we get him on the program later.
And where
today.
Would you sit legally with that? Even if that's not in your contract, anything to do with the coach, but such a major change at a club, surely the rules of engagement then differ.
I don't know, mate. If you're going specifically to a club on the basis that you were told that this guy was going to be the coach, it may change. It may have... ramifications down the track. You may legally have a right to say, you know what, I signed in good faith knowing that this guy was going to be the coach. He's no longer there.
Was any player going to the Dolphins, for example? Like, we're talking about Wayne Bennett is poaching every player. He's trying to get every player he can. So you're going there, your decision, apart from money, is because Wayne Bennett's the coach.
Yeah.
Surely if Wayne Bennett was to walk away or resign, legally... It's got to be something there that could cause chaos.
Mate,
here.
You know what? I haven't got I've got an opinion on that, but I haven't thought about it in those terms. Whether legally you're able to
get out of the contract
or not, just because the coach is there. I'm assuming, mate, you probably could if you were told and you wanted to play under a certain coach.
Yeah,
and he's no longer there. There could be an option there for you to fight it, but I don't know. I don't know.
Friday night, 6 o'clock, Leichhardt Oval. West Tigers versus the Bulldogs. Both teams 2-8. Wow.
Yeah.
Want to be winning that. Lots of texts here that we'll get to too, particularly on the Bulldogs now. It's a feature of the front pages of the papers today as well. On the front page of the Telegraph, Barrett draws a blank on Dogs. Coach quits after admitting he has no answers to fix the club's woes. On the front page, the Herald, dog of a day, coach's emotional NRL exit, back page of the Telegraph. And of course, Gus Gould on May 2. Trent Barrett will be the coach of the Bulldogs long after I'm gone. He's a long-term coach for the club. 14 days later, gone. And that is that was unequivocal. Only, 2 weeks ago? That was after all the... commentary after Gus had apparently taken training for a day there in their review and out on the training park as well. But the other thing that Gus said 2 years ago, and again, Loz, I just come back to you know, who's going to apply for this job, the calibre of people that are going to apply for this job. Because Gus said, I wouldn't be taking any job at the Bulldogs if I was Trent Barrett because of the toxic mess that the club is.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's not great. I think the board has changed since then. Mm. And I think there's some, you know, different people involved. But obviously everyone's under pressure there at the Bulldogs and they want to make change. And Gus is a cyclone and he'll come in and make those changes that he feels required. And obviously Baz's win rate was not good enough and they've gone in another direction. Someone will put their hand up for the job. I would say if you're an inexperienced coach, I don't think you'd want to go for it. I think you sit back and see what's happened in the past to Dean Pay and now Trent Barrett, and you think, oh, geez, that could be me. But you don't get too many opportunities to coach an NRL side. So if a young coach is looking for opportunity, he might jump at it. But I would think it needs to go to an experienced coach. I really do. I think it's an experienced coach who has been there, done it before, knows how to sort of get his way around a board, work with Phil Gould, try and get the best out of the players. I think they should be probably going for a Green or a Flanagan or some sort of type of coach like that. Because I think that's what they need at this particular point in time. I don't think it could work for a rookie, but if I'm advising a rookie, I'm saying, mate, stay out. Stay away from this. This is not your job. This is someone that has to have a bit of experience, someone that's been through the ringer before. You don't want to go there and be under the pump straight away walking into this environment because it could change again in 12 months. Could be a different board you're working with. You mightn't have the same support of the people that employed you. I couldn't recommend that to a young, inexperienced coach.
Okay, your say on the text line, RIP Andrew Simons. If what Gus is saying, they want a coach with experience, Brad Fittler, which has been mentioned, he isn't the coach we need. His coaching record at NRL level isn't that good. He inherited a Roosters team. Experienced coach, example, Paul Green and Shane Flanagan, says punter Pete. Freddie. Brad Fittler, of course, had that little stint with that. That was a long time ago, wasn't it? About 13 years ago.
I think he'd be a lot better coach now than what he was when he was coaching the Roosters. And you learn from your mistakes. I don't think he'd want it.
No way.
I don't think Freddie would want it. He's got it too good at the moment. He's coaching State of Origin. He's got a terrific record there. He's working in the media with Channel 9. Why would he need the stress of walking into a Bulldogs organisation straight away? I know he's got a strong relationship, great relationship with Gus. He and Gus are great mates. But I don't know whether Freddie would want that. I don't think he'd want to leave the jobs he's in to go into the Bulldogs and try and be their saviour and then in 18 months' time be tapped on the shoulder if it wasn't working. See you later.
Big bad Gus Gould needs to tell Penn Guy Jr. if he's not going to have a go, then I'll just paraphrase that and say, get lost out of here. Poor old Barrett. I reckon he could honestly do better than half of them if he pulled the jumper on. No name to that one. Hey, lads, maybe Gus doesn't have as much say in the club as we all think. Also, the Bulldogs might have these players coming next year, but everyone said that about the players that came in this year and they've still gone no better. And that is absolutely true. They still have no halfback. Cheers, Cozzy. And we did think, you still had them absolutely in your bottom four.
Yeah.
But we thought they'd have more wins
than
losses.
Yeah, well, I thought they'd be a lot better attacking team than last year. I still had my concerns about their win-loss ratio, and I had them in my bottom four, but I still thought they'd be playing a bit better football now. I always thought it'd take a little bit of time. The big concern for me is always their spine. You know, the spine still needs a bit of work. And for me, you're looking at your halfback, you're looking at a fullback. Young Marshall King's gone all right as a hooker, but they've obviously got Marnie going there next year. So you've got two of your four covered with Marnie and Burton. You need to be able to get a fullback and you need to be able to find a seven from somewhere.
Morning, guys. After watching the Dogs games this year, when are the players going to be held accountable? Dufty, Penguy Jr., Ockenbaugh, to name a few that are not playing at NRL standard. Once again, the coach cops blame, says the Cooney Unicorn. Gus has been through more coaches than Murray's bus company, says Peter. Morning, gentlemen. Should the Dogs give the Walker brothers a go? 13 or 14 games to see if these two coaches, or the two coaches thing, works at NRL level, because I think they have proved themselves at lower level. Have a great day, the Southern Rooster. But I think that goes against what we're saying, Loz, that they need proven people. But that's for, on an interim role, is what the Southern Rooster's saying. That would be a huge gamble, to say the least.
Well, that's exactly right, Mido. And again, you get back to, you know, these board re-elections. Early 2024 is when the next board can be re-elected at the Bulldogs. So if you're a coach that is going to the Bulldogs, this board employs you, and you might be employed for three years or sign a contract for 3 years. After 12 months, if you're not winning and the board are up for re-election again, how's that going to play out? If they've been demanding success, they haven't had it, they've sacked Dean Pay, they've sacked Trent Barrett, what do you think they're going to do to the next coach? If he's not winning games of football?
No one's
in
got
12
patience.
Months.
There's no patience anymore, is there, Loz?
No. So so that's the other thing that you're looking at if you're going to be a coach at the Bulldogs at this particular stage. You've got to weigh it all up and think, oh, geez, this could go pear-shaped very quickly.